And joining me in the KRVS studios is Marie Centanni, who is the Director of Communications for the Acadiana Press Club, but also with Centanni Communications, and I have to say an alum of KRVS.
That's right, a student worker in the late 90s.
We figured that out. We've had so many generations of wonderful students coming through our doors who've been in communications and broadcast, and it's so nice to see what you all do when you go out and actually start working.
It is, and you know, if you would have told me what I was doing, what I do now, if you would have told me that this job existed when I was a student, I wouldn't have believed you. I still feel like I sort of made my job up.
Well, and you know, I'm sure that's what organizations like the Acadiana Press Club are so good at helping, particularly students, understand that there's a wide variety of opportunities out there.
Yes, and I wish there were something like this around when I was a student. I sort of made my way through internships and student worker opportunities when I was here at KRVS, and I learned a lot through those internships. But the Acadiana Press Club, we started it, a group of reporters, journalists, and PR professionals in the spring got together. I moved here from Baton Rouge a few years ago, and I was very active in the Baton Rouge Press Club. And I missed that when I moved to Lafayette. And I didn't feel that same camaraderie and the same feeling like I was in on current events, like I was in the know in what was happening around town. So I contacted a few colleagues and a few journalists, and I said, listen, do y'all have any interest in starting a press club? And they all said yes, without a doubt, yes. They said there was an attempt a few years ago to do that, and it ended up being a glorified pub crawl, but we're going to do an actual organization now. And so we started in March with our first newsmaker forum. And once a month, the third Monday of each month, we have a lunchtime newsmaker forum. And what's different from most press clubs is that rather than just provide a podium for someone to come speak, we really try to dig into an issue. And so if one person wants to come and address the press club, we'll say, what is it about? And we'll try to find other panelists to kind of complement that issue, broaden it, and really try to dig a layer or two deeper than what you read in the news.
Right. So it's not just PR.
Right. It's not PR. And it's a sort of a neutral third-party platform. You know, so if let's say if a public official would have a press conference on their turf in their office, it's their show. Well, this is the public show. It's really sort of a current events club. It's a chance for you to come in, meet some of the people you read about or see on TV, and question them and have a forum in a public setting that is covered by reporters and open to members to ask questions. And we have members from all over. It's a regional press club. That's why it's the Acadiana, not the Lafayette
right.
Press Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have editors from papers across Louisiana and radio stations, reporters from radio stations who join us to really sort of get into some of these issues.
Well, it offers them an opportunity to talk about their trade, because I'm sure some of them see each other at events or something, but
right.
they're sort of in competition there because
yes.
they're reporting on it.
So they can't talk.
Right, exactly. So here it's this neutral space that you're offering them, kind of a current events for professionals, and you can all deal with it on the same level. So you've had a really good response from people.
We have. We have about 60 members, which amazed us. And our first forum in March was a legislative forum. So it was right before the legislative session began, and we extended the invitation to all Acadiana legislators. We ended up with five, which was great, and including Representative Robideau. And as you know, he had his tax reform proposal. He was carrying that for the governor, and that was just a very interesting discussion. We had a packed house. It was at South Louisiana Community College in their cafeteria, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it was a great, great first forum. And then we've touched into the hospital merger between Lafayette General and UMC. And we actually had the new CEO of the new hospital join us his first day on the job. You know, one of his first duties was to come before the Acadiana Press Club. And before school started, we have five area school superintendents join us, and they really dug into Common Core, and that gave us a good chance to discuss that issue. So we've been good so far at attracting members, but also the public officials and public figures kind of get it.
Well, and it offers them a neutral space as well.
Yeah.
They're not being attacked or asked for sound bites, and there are
right.
no microphones in their faces. So
only at the end.
At the very end, they can ask questions. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guest is Marie Centanni. She is the communications director for the Acadiana Press Club, which was just formed in the springtime. And again, an alum of KRVS. We're even prouder now that you got your start here at KRVS. So it's been going a month monthly since you all started it.
That's right.
And you had a really nice session last month, I think, here on the UL campus.
Yes, it was wonderful. Yeah. We part of our mission, we really wanted to enhance the journalism profession in Acadiana. And so aside from just providing news opportunities, we wanted to look at some professional development opportunities and partner with the journalism students where we can. So for months, we've been trying to plan this. And finally, we did it on campus at the Alumni Association House with some journalism students. And we did an ethics forum. And we really looked into what is media ethics, what should guide you in your daily decisions covering things, whether to cover or not to cover, whether to trust a source, whether to show certain video or pictures. And we had a very interesting discussion with some real life examples. And I think the students were a little surprised at some of the things that happen every day and some of the decisions that you have to make in the newsroom and how you present stories.
It's not just something out of one of their textbooks.
That definitely not. Happened. No, it was not a textbook discussion. But well,
what a wonderful resource for you all to be offering the university as well as the wider community. So this is going to take place monthly. Your membership is still open. People in, I guess, newspapers, magazines,
all walks of
all
life.
Media.
Actually, it's primarily made up of working journalists, but we have four classifications of membership. We have Class A, which are active journalists, people, employees of recognized news organizations, and their dues are $20 a year. Mm-hmm. And then we have Class B members who are public relations, governmental affairs people, a lot of the PIOs for some of the school boards and police forces in the area. Their dues are $50. And then Class C members, which are general members of the public, a lot of public officials, their dues are $100. You can join us, but you have to pay more. And then Class D members are retired professionals and students, and that's only $10 a year.
Well, something I hope a lot of students take advantage of.
We do, too. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I enjoyed as a student through internships and opportunities like working at KRVS was the opportunity to really meet working professionals and your future employers. Right. And this is a great way. You know, we have a lot of people from the Vermilion who come to our events. This is a great way for them to get in touch with possible future employers. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that'll foster some good relationships there.
Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to maybe having an interview with some students and some of the Acadiana Press people as well. So you have something coming up this month. In fact, this coming Monday.
That's right.
What is the program about this coming Monday?
Well, that's this month's Newsmaker Forum. It'll be Monday the 18th at 11:30 at Abacus Restaurant on Pinhook Road. And this month, we're pleased that Jason L. Kuby, who is the new CEO of the Lafayette Chamber, will be joining us. And normally, we don't feature people by themselves, but because he is so new to the community and has generated such interest, we're glad to have him as our guest and really give him a chance, again, outside of a chamber setting, to give us his vision for Lafayette and for what he wants to do with the chamber and have an opportunity to answer whatever questions our members and the journalists there might have.
So should someone, after listening to you talk about the various levels and hearing who's going to be appearing for the forum this coming Monday, can people just show up and
Absolutely.
Join on Monday?
Absolutely. Okay. And you don't have to be a member to join us for the forums. They're open to the public. There's usually a cost involved. This Monday, it's $12 for lunch. It's a buffet set up at Abacus. But sometimes we do it at the advertiser in their community room, and we'll bring in boxed lunches. So there's usually a lunch fee, but you can look at our website for that information. It's acadianapressclub.org, and we'll always list, you can get membership forms there. You can figure out how to get in touch with us and what we'll be doing next.
All right. So you can just go to the individual forums if you like, if there's a topic that interests you. You don't have to be a member, but if you are a member, it does allow you entrance throughout the year.
You can ask questions. Okay, yeah. The questions opportunities are for members of the working media who are covering the event and for members.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, when we did the event with the students, obviously they were free to ask questions. I think they were assigned by their teacher to be there. They had to. But it's a wonderful opportunity, and we've enjoyed the people from the community who have come for specific events. Like when we had the five area school superintendents, we had a lot of people who were active in their school board, you know, the school board watchers.
I can imagine.
They came out. We had some people from the League of Women Voters who came out. And so we've started having these regular people who haven't quite joined yet, but they've started coming to the forums.
So they can come and observe and listen, but they can't participate with questions if they're not actually a member.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
But it's still a great place to get good information.
Definitely. Now, do you have a website? I'm sure people are trying to write this down as they're listening. Do you talk about it? Is there a website where they can go for more information?
Yes, acadianapressclub.org. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook page, which is fun. It has turned into a place for people to kind of react to stories and to reference things that were brought up at newsmaker forums, and even a place for job postings in the journalism community, which is helpful because sometimes these things are very word of mouth. And so people have actually started posting jobs on our Facebook page. And we are also on Twitter. At Acadiana Press is the handle, and we'll tweet pictures from the meetings and reminders and little helpful hints here and there.
And, of course, since you're the Acadiana Press Club, there are lots of job opportunities and interesting things happening around Acadiana that some people in their own community might not hear about.
That's right. That's right. Especially, you know, it's a close-knit but far-spread community, and so we found it's helpful to bring everyone together. And we're mindful of that. We try with each forum to make it regional rather than Lafayette Center. The exception is next month, but he is a newsmaker in himself, Jason Elkubia. So we do try to make it worthwhile for people from the region to attend.
So what do you have coming up after this month? Do you have a slate of programs?
Hopefully a Christmas party.
Okay.
But we are
celebrating.
Yes, we are going to dedicate we're figuring out how much, but we're going to be dedicating part of our dues and the money raised to a scholarship for a journalism student here at UL. So we're working through the mechanics of how to do that. And let's see, coming up, I know that we want to do a forum looking at how reporters have sort of had to shift gears, not only in covering news, but also in this sort of self-promotion that is not probably part of what they thought they were getting into. You know, I said we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter handle, so do most reporters.
Right. And you're not just going to get your assignment and you go out and do it.
No.
You have to be responsible for all of these platforms.
It's right. And you have to figure out how to do it on the web, how to do it on TV. Even some newspaper reporters are having to shoot video of their stories, which they probably never thought they would have to do. So there's a lot of crossover and a lot of dipping into different formats and making sure that you cover all audiences, which makes the job harder and also might influence what sort of stories you cover if you're trying to make sure that you can appeal to the different media through which you have to get your story. So
very interesting
topic.
Yeah,
it's fun, not only current events, but the professional development aspect has been interesting.
Well, we'll look forward to your slate of programs in the upcoming year. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Marie Centani, who is the communications director for the Acadiana Press Club, which just started up in our community in Acadiana in March. And they are having a special forum this coming Monday at Abacus with Jason Elkubia, of course, who's the CEO of the Greater Lafayette Chamber of Commerce. And as Marie mentioned, you can find out more about the Acadiana Press Club online, on Facebook, Twitter, all of the possible platforms. And so just hopefully people will take the opportunity to learn more. If you're not a member, you can just attend this coming Monday.
That's
starts
right.
at noon.
We start at noon. You can arrive at as early as 11:30, and it'll be a buffet-style lunch at Abacus on Pinhook.
And then Jason will talk, and then there'll be an opportunity for questions.
Yeah, we usually do about 20 minutes or so of the panel presenting their information, and then the rest is Q&A. So it takes on a life of its own depending on where the conversation goes.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're very pleased with everything that's happened with the Acadiana Press Club. And I'm sure, was there a group of you all who started? Are there some other people we should acknowledge who work with you?
Yes, there are. And we sort of made everyone an honorary board member who attended the first meeting because we said, if you showed up, you obviously care. Our president is Claire Taylor from the Daily Advertiser. Our vice president is Letitia. Now I'm blanking on her last name. Letitia Walker from KATC. She's the news director there. Our treasurer is Marcia Sills from The Advocate. I'm the communications director. And our secretary is Lana Fontenot from South Louisiana Community College. So we have a nice mix of the different media, and we have some PR folks. And our board members are lots of newspaper, radio, and PR folks as well. So it's also fun for for the reporters to kind of meet some of the PIOs and get new sources for their stories. It's just a nice networking opportunity.
Absolutely.
All around.
And I think the ad agencies have had that for a while with the Acadiana Ad Federation.
Probably,
and they have
yeah.
talks and meetings and celebrations. So this really offers that strata of professionals here in Lafayette that opportunity, or as you said, all over Acadiana.
Yeah, it is. And it's nice, for professionals across different competitors, as you said, to come together and just put it aside and talk about the issues that they face on the job.
Right, and realize that it really makes the community better and stronger if they're all communicating.
That's right, mm-hmm. that's right, and mm-hmm. can share different problems, what to do about, we had a very interesting one about public records and what the laws are and what steps do you take to attain a public record? What is a public record? What's the responsibility of the custodian of the public record? How quickly do they have to turn around the information? And that was very, very helpful for a lot of reporters and citizens who just wanted to know how to access records that they have a right to see.
Absolutely. So citizens, you too can join Acadiana Press Club and get involved. Well, Marie, thank you so much for coming by and letting us know more about the Acadiana Press Club. And this particular forum on Monday starts at, you can show up at 11:30 mm-hmm. at Abacus here in Lafayette. Jason L. Kuby will be speaking, and stop by their website, acadianapressclub.org, for more information. And I'm sure there you can find all the various social media that you can find out more about.
That's
APC.
Right.
Well, thanks so much, and it's good to have you back in our studios, Marie.
It's amazing to be here. I never recognize Burke Hall when I walk in anymore.
It's quite a development, and we've been educating some great kids ever since. In fact, one of them's coming, I think, for an interview in just a little while. She was the editor of the Vermilion and was one of our workers here at KRVS. So
great.
We're continuing.
Turning
on.
Out some good people.
That's right. Thanks.